Welcome to the Booked Out with Bree podcast. I'm your host, Bree Kane, and I'm a mom of three young girls who decided to unapologetically claim my dream life, the six-figure business, the freedom to have random ice cream dates with my girls at 1 p.m., or hire a babysitter for some alone time. I help women and moms claim all of themselves, be all of themselves, and live their biggest, boldest lives unapologetically. If you're ready to book out your business and your life with joy, fun, and ease, let's jump into this episode. Hello, everyone. I'm so excited. This is the home, the community, the movement for mothers redefining what's possible in motherhood. We get to have the booming business. We get to have present, flexible time with our kids. We get to have financial stability. I truly believe that we get to have it all in motherhood. And I'm wildly passionate about helping other moms have that, claim that, be that, do that. And I am so excited because today I have a very special guest with me. Hi, Cassie.
Hey, Brie. How's it going? I'm so happy to be here.
I love it. Cassie is... First and foremost, she is an expert in sales, marketing, how to build connections and relationships. And she has really found her secret sauce in LinkedIn. So, of course, I'm so excited to have her here to share more about LinkedIn and how you can use it to connect with your dream clients, book dream clients, and really establish yourself as an authority and an expert.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I know. I started out only using LinkedIn. I think I was one of the first 100 people to sign up for LinkedIn back when the link was going around. I remember like sitting at my table in Atlanta in my condo and being like, oh, whatever, sure. I like a coworker sent it to me or something. Back when I was in pharmaceutical sales, because I 24 years ago started as a pharmaceutical specialty rep for biologics. And so I had only used LinkedIn for job searches or connecting with colleagues that I worked with, which obviously it wasn't as fun back then. It was like boring. The platform itself changed a lot about 3 to 4 years ago. And it became like I remember my husband looking for a new job and he was like, you got to go over to LinkedIn. And I was like, you're crazy. That's just because you're from South Africa. You don't know what you're talking about. Whatever. I'm like, you've never looked for jobs like this before. You're like, whatever. You don't know what it's like. But I should have listened to him. And I tell him this. I do give him like the props for that. But when I actually discovered how alike it was, I was like really blown away.
Yeah. What point did you realize and like fully tap into and dive into the power of LinkedIn?
About a year ago, actually a year and 3 months ago, I started playing around with putting some of my content from Instagram over there because Instagram was starting to feel, and Facebook too, like I just felt like if they were starting to feel a little bit like the ex-boyfriend that you keep going back to, that you're like, oh my God, but maybe he'll be different this time. And I'm going to put all my effort into it. And like I would, and it'd be like, man, that was like disappointing. So I started playing around with LinkedIn and I didn't get a lot of traction at first. So I actually signed on with a mentor to learn really how to use it because it is a different platform. It looks different. The functionality is different. The way you get seen is a lot different too. So once I figured that out and just a little, because I remember my husband leaving for India for a month last year. So yeah, I'm a mom too. I was left with two kids by myself and this brand new LinkedIn program that I was like, I'm going to master this. I'm going to figure out how to do it. And once I did, literally within a month, I started getting podcast interviews. I was like seen by a lot of top, like this one woman with, she had 35,000 followers and she was reaching out to me for me to help her with sales. And because I'm a sales coach, or sales mentor, I coach a lot of like virtual sales teams on how to interact virtually. I coach coaches and service providers on how to create easy automated systems, basically work a whole lot less and make a whole lot more. and also LinkedIn being a platform that's really untapped. There's only 1% of the creators there actually post every day. So you have a real huge opportunity to stand out. And I even started signing new clients. This was within a month. And I wasn't creating like a whole bunch of crazy content every single day. I was like maybe putting one post up, some of them only three or four sentences to them. But the content strategy over there is so different that you get known for interacting a lot with people who carry a big audience of people that your ideal client would also be interacting with. And I just feel like it clicked with me on how much faster you can get seen for what you do and as an expert too, with not a whole lot of effort, as long as you know all the background about who that is and you know who you need to get in front of. And that's where I was like, this is like things I'd been like trying for years on the other platforms to do took a month there. So I was blown away.
Okay. This is crazy. So basically you are saying that, because I've been getting this wave and this like kind of whiff, like a lot of my clients and just generally it's like people are over Instagram a little bit. Like it seems like you scroll and you just see the same stuff over and over. So you're saying for the people that are over traditional social media that LinkedIn is like this new playground and that it's easier to stand out. It's quicker to stand out. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
It is. It absolutely is. Because let's just take Instagram and LinkedIn and compare them. So say I go on one of your fun posts that are always like, make you want to jump out of your, like rip your clothes off and run down the street naked, excited about what you're selling. The energy just comes straight through. So say I go and I'm like, Brie, I'm about to rip my clothes off and run down the street because you just pumped me up so much. On yours, like all you would see is my little tag thing that says XO Cassie McKenzie. And you might be like, who's this crazy ass lady? You know what I mean? Like just another mom that probably didn't have her caffeine that morning. But
Cassie's hilarious. Make sure you're not holding your cup of coffee because you might spit it out laughing.
But like you wouldn't see much about me. Like you would have to click on my profile to know what I did, what I was about, whether I even had a business or I was just one of your besties from high school. You'd have to do more. You'd have to do more work if to even see if you might be interested in what I do. Whereas on LinkedIn, you set what your headline is. So under my headline, it usually says something along the lines of at first it was non-salesy sales coach. And so now I'm like a high ticket mentor for building millionaires online. And you can also give what your main focus is and give a call to action on that. So whenever, if say I go to your profile and you put a post up and I comment there, it's going to say Cassie McKenzie. And under Cassie McKenzie is going to say high ticket sales mentor building millionaire. Like it'll show a little bit of that blurb. So people automatically know what you do, what your zone of genius is. If you're smart about what you're putting in your headline there, then they're going to know exactly what you do. So if I leave a comment that's insightful for what your post is about and also gives a taste of my spin on things and my, you hear all the time around social media, like you said, everybody looks the same. Everybody's saying the same things. The thing that's going to differentiate you and make you stand out is going to get you hired. So if you could say something with your take on things and that really expresses your genius there, then you're going to get noticed really quickly, especially if you're going to the same people and they're people who I think of them as like my queen bees in my LinkedIn lunch break program, which you know all about. So the queen bees are people who have already built their audience up and they have a big audience full of people who would be your ideal client. So you can comment on their posts because your ideal client's going to be seeing them. And let me tell you, VAs reach out to me all the time on LinkedIn, but it's always this kind of like, hey, did you know that I can help you get like 20 to 50 leads today? Or did you ever want to hire a VA for $3 an hour and let me know? Do you want to schedule a call? Here's my link. And I'm like, no, I don't want you to buy me a Bud Light at the bar. No. Damn it. No. Which I know you teach them how to do it the right way so that they're not coming off as total skis bags and it's actually, this is what I do. I'm a genius at it. And you'd be dumb not to hire me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I get those messages too, or the cold DMs on Instagram. And they're like, here's what's wrong with da-da-da-da. Like, I'm
Yeah.
like, oh my God,
What's wrong with your
unsolicited.
YouTube account? Here's what's wrong with your podcast. And I'm like, don't you ever feel compelled to be like, did you look at my profile to see what I do? Like, I literally, like,
Or they're like pitching you on starting a podcast, and you're like, the link to my podcast is in my bio. If
yeah,
you're gonna
exactly.
pop unsolicited to try and sell me something, at least do your
At
research.
least look, yeah.
Yeah,
So.
for sure. No, this is amazing. Okay, so you're saying build a headline that really speaks to the outcome, like who you help, how you help them, and then really strategic connection and engagement with people who already have established audiences that are filled with your dream client.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's going to be like the biggest things you can do to grow. And I feel like a lot of people gatekeep that, but I want you to have quick success. I want you to be able to walk away from here. But also, the other thing is you want to make sure that your profile is a destination that people want to come back and hang out at. All right. So before you even think about what comments you're going to write or who you're going to connect with and who you're going to decide your queen bees are, you want to make sure your profile, everything on your profile, there's 13 different ways to sell on your profile, believe it or not. But the main focus is the about section. You can literally turn your profile into a mini website for you, because the worst thing that can happen is if people say, oh my God, who is this cool person who just left this comment here? And they click on your name and then they go and there's not really like a good call to action or like an identifier on your cover photo. Maybe your about section is all about, I'm a VA with 4 years experience in sales and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? So you want to make sure that about section is structured like you would structure a good piece of content, right? With a good hook, a good problem awareness section, the solution, and then the call to action, and make it bold and make it you, make your personality stand out, because that's going to make people want to hit that connect button instead of just go along and be like, God, who was that person? I wish I connected, but I'll probably just find somebody else.
I love that. So it's almost like a mini sales page or like
Yeah.
your website.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay. So you're really, so in the about section too, it's like the energy and the feeling, like who you are, how you help people. And so in the context of, let's talk about virtual assistants specifically.
Yes.
I would love to hear any thoughts or tips. Like I'm thinking out loud here too of who do you help? What are their outcomes? Even what do they feel and experience in the transformation of working with you?
100%. Yeah. So you really want to make sure that you're painting the picture of what their ideal situation is and where they currently are, so that they can read it and be like, oh God, that's me. Say you help people with travel arrangements, and you're like, my you talk like talk about how, remember that last time you booked your travel and it was for AM instead of PM and you missed your flight because like you literally don't have time to look at those details, or you didn't realize that like you've booked it on Frontier and that they're going to nickel and dime you and charge you for everything at the airport once you get there. Like, you could use my help because I could wipe all of that out in about 5 minutes for you, and then you could go on with your day and not leak energy all over the place. You know what I mean? Make specific examples like that, really call them out and maybe even make them laugh or feel something besides just depressed. And like, I'm not about all the pain point marketing complete. I think problem awareness more than like your life sucks and your let me save you. But there's all of this, like the definitely painting the picture. You want them to be like intrigued in what they're reading. And then the other piece though is definitely make sure you have that clear call to action there so that they're taking an action at the end and you're not just letting, people want to know. We're like dogs in a way. Like, we want to know what to do next. Not everybody's like my border collie that brings the ball to me relentlessly and is throw it now. The other piece though that I definitely want, like this is gold here, is your featured section. So after you've done your about section, there's a part called featured, and a lot of people get this wrong because they'll put like old posts or the most recent posts in there. And unless you had a post that went viral, like there's no real reason to do that because you can add real value-rich media there. Like you can put links to your website, links to your offer, links to testimonials, even links to YouTube videos. Or I know you for your Mom to VA program had the video, right? Like you probably had an automated system where you'd be like, DM me training. I've seen that in your post. DM me training and I'll send you a free training on how you can get started. So putting that link there in the featured section with your nice picture and say, with your call to action, people click on that and they're automatically taken to your lead magnet there or your podcast that's there or any other thing that you would want them to look at prior that can help them make the decision to work with you. So that I'm all about like us as moms, like we live chaotic lives. And the more you can do to allow other people and other things to sell for you, the better quality leads you're going to get. Yeah, the more money you're going to make, the more hours you're going to have to sit there and play Jumanji with your kids instead of having to feel like you're constantly searching out or using some crazy DM strategy. If your content's really good, and you're out there and you're putting yourself out there and you have these kind of funnels and people don't just come in from just right in front of you. They come in from the sides. And so I love LinkedIn's featured section for that because somebody could click on my profile, like the about section, go down. They can see my LinkedIn lunch break program. They can see my podcast, I'm Not Salesy, which you're going to be coming on soon. And then also if I have new YouTube videos or something that or like a new challenge I'm doing, or I'm going to actually have a video sales letter for my upcoming program that I'm doing. So I'll put that there and then I'll send everybody to those sections and they sell for you, which how amazing is it if you have one platform with 13 different ways to sell your program for you? Imagine how many more leads you would have. You
oh my goodness. That. Yeah. Like work smarter, not harder. Always, especially as busy moms, like we don't have time to do it all or work 16 hours a day. So in the context of virtual assistants, these three things come to mind. Tell me how this lands for the feature. So one would be a portfolio that would have on the back page, we'd have a link to book a call, a discovery call. The second would be client testimonials. It could be a PDF or like just a static post with some quotes. Maybe a graphic that shows a work example. And then the third, it could be a 2-minute video of the virtual assistant talking like, hey, I'm so-and-so, this is what I do, this is why I love it, here's how I can help you. Does that sound like a valid featured section for a virtual assistant?
Yeah, that sounds great. And you can also add this, so like you have your experience section too. And so make sure that experience section isn't like just bullet points of what you used to do. You can even like embellish in there to give a sense. Think of your ideal client and write it for them. Like your experience in each of those positions and how it's attributable to what they would want you to be doing for them. And if you have testimonials from, or even like job recommendations and things like that, or people you used to work with and work for, I would start reaching out for having them write recommendations for you that are on your LinkedIn profile as well. And sometimes like people are busy, right? Like sometimes you do have to follow up a couple of times and not everybody's going to write one. But if you set an easy goal of 3 per week to do, then by the end of a month, you could easily have 8 or 10. Say not everybody does it and you get 2 per week that are done. And that's a really great start because I know in the past, LinkedIn used to prioritize pages that had the full profile filled out and that had things like recommendations and stuff like that.
This is so good. I feel like someone could go back to this episode, listen, like there's a whole strategy in here.
I know, I can't help but give a whole shot.
You're amazing. Okay, so the last note before we'll dive into like how people can connect with you, all the things. What tips do you have for business owners, VAs, coaches, all of that, who are wanting to strategically actually book clients through connections or through using these strategies on LinkedIn?
I would say be consistent with it. Set aside like an hour a day to get started with it. And be like, you don't accept everybody as a contact. Start building your connections with people who would actually be ideal clients instead of just followers. Because people can still follow you. But if they connect with you, you can send them a DM without needing to pay for LinkedIn premium, unless you are trying to reach certain people in certain positions at corporations for your VA job, like for like your VA clients, you probably won't need to use like Sales Navigator or LinkedIn premium. It like if you know your ideal client like frontwards and backwards, then you're going to be able to find them through the search function. And the search function on LinkedIn is so crazy. It's like beyond anything that Facebook and Instagram can give you. If you know how to use it, you can even go to a queen bee that you have, use them, search their name for specific types of audience members they have that are first connections, which first connections means like they're connected with them and you, and it'll pull out a whole big list of people. So you can connect with them because LinkedIn allows you to connect with up to 100 people a week. Just be consistent with it and be consistent with who you leave your comments on, and make sure you do your profile because like you want to have that destination. Like I said, like you want it to be like your profile is a place that people can't not look at. Because when you think about Instagram, you've got your bio, but you only have 150 characters. And I don't know about you, but especially as a mom, I feel like I'm worth more than 150 characters.
Thank you very and much. So, that's a lot to say.
There's a lot going on up here. Like Instagram's got the prettiness. It's got like the Insta stories. I feel like there is value there. Again, it's that ex-boyfriend I always keep going back to. But like LinkedIn, for sure, you can build your portfolio. You can create carousels there. They get saved a different way, so they'll show up a little differently. You can put videos on. You can do LinkedIn audios. You can host LinkedIn audio meetings and invite all of your connections. And people tend to come to them, which the only thing I would say is if you do that, make sure you open GarageBand and hit record because it doesn't naturally record it for you. If you want to use the audio for your podcast or anything, like that's the last thing I would say. But make sure you're approaching it from a strategic standpoint because you literally can get all of this done in under an hour a day, which to me is pretty cool because you're literally building connections, you're getting visibility, you're even that's even allowing for like DM follow-ups and stuff like that too. Yeah.
My mind is like, what? I'm gonna go play with LinkedIn today. But one question, do you recommend for all of the new connections and like people like the queen bees and new connections and DMs, keeping track of that in a spreadsheet or
yeah it depends. I call it like my hive. So yeah, I do have a spreadsheet. So I have a hive list, and that is one spreadsheet page sheet, whatever, Google or Microsoft. One of them is the list of all of the thought leaders, like the queen bees, all these people. And I try to pick 10 to 20 more if you can keep up with it, that I'm consistently leaving comments on their posts because that will get you a lot of page views. And then also ideal clients, definitely starting to keep a list of those that are really ideal clients that you're following and connecting with, obviously. And then I would like, but next to each one of them, I would, for your ease, just put their link, put the link to their page, and that makes it easier. So every morning you just go and you can click on each one, go see what they posted. You can even, if you want, you can hit the bell on their profile. So every time they post a piece of content, you'll be notified. So you can, it'll show up in your notifications that you can go to theirs. But I just usually keep a spreadsheet and then take people on, off, or put new people on depending.
So good. The queen of LinkedIn herself, Kathy McKenzie. Where can people find you, connect with you, work with you? What are some ways that you can help people build out their LinkedIn and monetize from it?
Yeah, for sure. And we moms, we are talented ladies, and I want you to be able to be seen and heard and paid, so especially on LinkedIn. You can find me on LinkedIn. I'm at Cassie McKenzie there. On Instagram and Facebook, I'm at XO Cassie McKenzie. My podcast is called I'm Not Salesy. We are having like so many great guests coming on for that. And then I do have my LinkedIn lunch break program, which literally teaches you all the steps to take in under an hour a day to build a red hot audience on LinkedIn. And so you can start making sales and getting opportunities and getting seen and building like a network that you can monetize. So reach out to me. Come subscribe to the podcast. It's so much fun. And I've got so much fun stuff coming this year, especially around like big sales breath work too, for stabilizing your nervous system and blowing out your sales at the same time. So that's a topic for another thing. I feel like I could come talk about.
You have to come back. I love that. I love bringing the body into business. So that's amazing. I love it. Oh my gosh. We'll make sure that we have links below so that everyone can connect with you. Everyone, if you loved this, please reach out to Cassie. Just say hi. Tell her what you loved about it. Yes, you're amazing, Cassie. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, Brie. It's been so much fun. And yeah, I appreciate you all having me. And thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for listening in. I'm so excited to hear your takeaways and to connect with you. Come hang with me on Instagram at Hey, it's Brie Kane. Shoot me a DM and let me know your favorite parts of this episode. You can also peek at the show notes for more ways to get in touch, for any links referenced in this episode, or ways to work with me to unapologetically book out your business and your life. Don't forget to leave a rating and review. I love hearing your feedback, and I so appreciate your support in helping us connect and spread the Booked Out mission with women and moms everywhere. I'll see you on the next episode.